Sister Patty Picklewig woke up at 8:30. Stretched your arms and muttered, "Mercy, being holy sure is great." But all this quiet, all this stillness, all this vow of nothing fun is starting to feel like way too much for Patty Picklewig the nun. She said, "No more nun for the nun. I've had enough of having none. No dates, no breaks, no midnight cake. This vow is overrun." She packed her toothbrush, comb, and hat, waved at the convent's sleepy cat. Goodbye, quiet, hello, sun. No more nun for the nun. Ditched her simple sandals for some sparkly shiny shoes, put glitter on her knuckles and some highlights in her do. The other sisters gasped so loud they nearly lost their breath when Patty said, "I'm taking life off pause and off the shelf. No more nun for the nun. I'm ready now to have some fun. I've prayed and stayed, but now I'm done. No more nun for the nun." She sashayed out with hips that swung, the chapel bell unsweetly rung. Where's she going? Cab agreed to run. No more nun for the nun. She's not wicked, she's just kicking off the dust of monk-like days. Sometimes even saintly folks need fireworks in their ways. She ain't rebelling, she's just telling life she wants a bigger slice. She said silence may be golden, but excitement sure is nice. Now Patty Picklewig struts downtown with jazzy flair, still polite and kind as ever, just with neon in her hair. The folks all stop and ask her, "Will you ever settle down?" She says, "I love peace and kindness, but I'm keeping this new crown." No more nun for the nun. I'm turning boring into fun. My quiet chapter's finally done. No more nun for the nun. She snaps her fingers, spins around, her sparkly shoes still kiss the ground, and just like that, the tale is spun. No more nun for the nun. Holy smokes, freedom looks fantastic on me.